4 VWA Mobile. Anybody out there this morning?
This is KO4 PXB. I'm mobile but not moving.
Oh, that sounds like 85 syndrome.
Definitely true. I'm just right before the Ashwa Highway where they got that bridge tore out, so it's got that down to one lane.
Me. On Ashwa Highway, 176. Spartanburg, right? What you gonna do? I'm not gonna go that way. I gotta run over, well, I guess I have to. I gotta go to Lawrence. I gotta cross through there somehow. Am I going to run into an issue coming down 176 the other way, trying to get past 85?
That side of it, I would just take the, where you go left on the new part that they built, and just don't do the bypass, just stay on the regular 85, like it goes left, like if you would go to be able to take the Ashwa and the Columbia exit that way, just stay on the business part, not the bypass.
Well, there you go. I appreciate that this morning. Well, I hope you're not going to be stuck for a while. Where are you headed?
Spartanburg County Administration Building, right across where you pay your taxes, but right across from the auditorium for work.
Yeah, I know it well. I pay lots and lots of taxes. So what do you do with the county?
I'm the server manager for the county.
Yeah, you know, I think you and I have spoke once before. My name is Steve, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo. It's KN4VWA. What was your call?
KO4PXB Lloyd. We have definitely spoke before.
Half asleep, Lloyd. I just didn't recognize your voice this morning. Of course we spoke before. Yeah, I'm headed down to Lawrence to do a state certification on an x-ray machine. So these folks can get into operation again.
Yeah, please be careful. Does this radio sound okay? Because I've got it on low power, just seeing if it makes it. I know it makes a difference on high power, just seeing if it's still clear on the lowest power setting.
Oh, son, you're into the repeater full quiet. What is your low power setting, 5, 10, or 25?
Lowest power is 5. The highest is 30.
Okay, that's cool. Well, you're definitely full quieting into the repeater. Sound good.
I just wasn't sure on putting it on the lower setting, because I know they say it will save your battery in your vehicle.
Engine's running. What type of vehicle are you in?
2009 Silverado LTZ.
You've got at least a 90 amp alternator, and believe me, if you're sitting there with the engine running, that battery never even sees the draw.
I followed KO4NUE's advice and wired it straight to the battery, so don't get any generator noise, and I've never heard any of that, and no one's ever reported that I had any.
Smart way to do it, but there's only one thing about that. Don't pull a Steve and forget the radio on and not use the truck for 3 or 4 days. It may not run it completely down, but you may have a definite trying to start it.
Definitely very mindful when I get out of the truck that I look to make sure that it's not, still on.
A little Saturn Aura this morning, and trying to get some gas mileage to head down to Lawrence and back, because I'm not hauling anything. So I'm driving it, but normally I drive a 2019. Well, hey, have you ever seen Chad's truck?
Pictures of it, not personally.
2500 Cummins diesel, and that thing doesn't even blink at the battery It's a monster, and so is his. Matter of fact, in your truck, I would venture to say that you could leave that radio on for about 4 or 5 days and still go out and start the truck and it not even slow down.
You're good. And the, always for safety's sake, so I've got windows, bolt tower, powered bricks. That thing is nice. It'll restart. You can restart your truck 3 times before you have to have a charge, and it will run a household lamp 8 hours if you ever need to have power during the nighttime.
Goodness, how big is it?
Inch tall and probably about 8 inches long. So, but it's definitely do nice. As I said, it'll run a laptop, it'll run lamps, it has USB connections, and like I said, it'll has a jump start capability.
That's good. I've got one of those little bricks, but mine's not but about 1.5 inches thick and about 4 by 8. And hey, that crazy thing jump started an old Chevy diesel that I had one time. You know, the battery was not all the way dead, but it was just weak. And I slapped that thing on there, and it started a Chevy diesel. Those things are incredible.
The warmer the engine, I guess the ambient temperature, the warmer it is, it's easier to start it instead of having to worry about cold cranking.
You're right. There's two schools of thought on that. After the engine's warmed up a little bit, all the oil moves better. Everything is all slicked up. Oil is circulated. But the second school of thought on that is, you know, after an engine warms up, the compression does rise a little bit, so it makes it just a little harder for the starter to turn the cylinders. So, yeah, which one is it? I don't know.
The saying goes, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Just like, you know, what's an elbows? Everybody's got one. Just like opinions.
Actually, the next thing that I'll put on my vehicle is really makes worthwhile is those little trickle charge connected to the battery.
I use those on my Harley. I don't ride every day, and I've got a security system built into my Harley, and that security system will run the battery down after about a week. But man, I tell you what, I've got an old classic. What I've got is a 73 Mustang Mach 1 convertible. And actually, I don't drive it all the time, so I keep a trickle charger on it, and those things are great.
The whole solar system connecting into my 34-foot towable camper. That way, when I go there, I don't have to worry about plugging into my truck and then being able to lift up the system to, I guess, recondition that battery so it'll the front lifting arm will work.
Much. I used to have a open range. It was a tow behind. It was 28 foot. And there at the first we used that thing constantly. And then we started building the house and didn't get to use it much. You use your lot.
Make it a point to use it, you know, because we're, like I said, we're paying for it and we're just not going to let it sit there. So we'll use it probably about 3 or 4 times during the winter months. Like I said, we'll know if it's, you know, not going to be cold extremely somewhere. And then, like I said, we'll go there and use it. Like I said, but when it finally starts warming back up again, we'll use it at least, you know, once a month, or sometimes even twice.
Cool. We used to love going over to Devil's Fork over at Joe Cassie. We'd head down to Sadler's Creek on Harville, and we used to love going to the lakes. And we'd get that thing out about 3 or 4 times during the summer. And much in the wintertime because I was always afraid I was going to freeze and break a pipe. Unless we were going south. We drug it down to Florida one time. That was nice.
4 PXB. I was told by the place where we got the camping, if it's a hard freeze, in other words, if it's going to stay that way for at least 2 days, that's when you really have to worry about winterizing its system because it really doesn't stay that hard of a freeze for long in where we're at.
Still, but I guarantee you, I could freeze that thing up solid as a brick of ice in about 3 hours. If it's 32 degrees and I'm dragging that thing down the road at about 60 miles an hour, it'll freeze up like a brick of ice. It's nothing flat. Ask me how I know.
KO4 PXB, that definitely sounds like experience. What the guy told me is that as long as you're not going an extremely long distance on that aspect of it, you can actually just turn your regular heater on and it actually runs off the battery that your truck is conditioning, not your system. So that way it'll keep it from freezing up.
Mine froze up that time, and you're probably right, but where mine froze up, I'm going under some bridges. I wonder if my signal dropped right there. Where mine froze up was in the undercarriage. Everything in the upper level above the floor was fine. And I also had an enclosed floor bay.
Even the new ones today, they have a little auxiliary power unit that will, as long as it's running and it's not extremely loud, where it'll condition whatever component that you set it to run.
That's cool. Well, mine was a 2014 model, so I was starting to get some of the little Bluetooth things and some of the little whatnots and power drives that come with them, but I didn't have them all. So it was a nice one, but you know, it wasn't top of the line what they got today.
2015, and one thing they told us to be very mindful of when we buy it, it comes with a little, like a tablet pad that you can actually put the awnings out and put the support extenders down and put the slide out. But he said that he has seen people where they've got it in their back pocket when they're driving or have it beside them when they're driving, and the awning will start going out or the side will start going out as they're running down the interstate.
Like computers, being in a server manager, you know what an ID10Ter is, don't you?
Dude, and we also call that because a lot of people have heard that. We also call it a ticketing problem.
Information. Say that one more time. A what problem?
It's a picnic. Problems in the chair, not in computer. In the chair, not in the computer.
Ah, I got it. How about that? I'll have to use that one. Yep. Matter of fact, I was over in Spartanburg about a week ago, and this is at my Spartanburg Vision, and I was trying to get some new glasses, and it was so funny. She's just about to start cussing the computer. Thing won't work. I said, well, are you sure you're not having an ID10T error? She said, huh? What's that? I said, well, right, ID10T, and she did. Oh, no, I'm not doing anything. This thing is just messed up. I said, okay, well, do this, this, and this, try that. She did. It cleared up. It was fine. What's that old saying? Crap in, crap out.
Definitely true. Hi, this is KO4PXB. I'm at my work site parking lot, so I've got to say 73 until I talk with you again.
Roger, and I am passing under the big bridges at Reedville Road, and I am headed south on 26. Did my signal drop right there under those bridges?
A little bit scratchy, but never did drop.
Roger, Roger, this thing's doing well. All right. Listen, Lloyd, have a good day, buddy, and I hope you don't run into any, well, you know what? I hope all you do run into is ID10T errors, and that way, you know, you just walk up, tell them what to do, walk away. No biggies. So I hope you have a good day, buddy. 73, it's KN4, VWA. I'm headed south. DJW, KN4, VWA. For DJW, KN4, VWA.